listen only. However, there will be the opportunity to ask questions. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad to register your question at any time. If at any point you require assistance, please press star zero and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand over to your host, Martijn Grimnel, CEO, to begin today's call. Thank you.
Thank you so much, operator, and thanks for your interest in the interim results of the Volksbank. Looking back to the first half year of 2022, I'm pleased with the progress we made with the implementation of our strategy, not pleased with the final results yet, because we will have that discussion in the beginning of 2025. I'm very proud that we see that three of our retail brands were nominated as the number one, two, three customer brands in the Netherlands. And that's partly due because of our employees. Also, our genuine attention of our employees remain to be extremely strong. It's very rewarding, and I'm pleased with that. It tells you something about our employees who went through a lot of change the last 18 months. On the society part, we continue to make steady progress on a climate-neutral balance sheet and other indicators as well, which I will share a little bit later on. And on the shareholder, the return on equity is stable at 5.5%. If you look at the commercial side, you see that the growth in our new mortgage production and SME loans is continuing to grow. On the SME, we almost hit the billion. The retail savings are virtually stable, and obviously the asset management are a bit lower because of the market dynamics. All in all, the net profit is virtually stable at 95 million, supported by a high result on financial instruments. And I'm very pleased with that part, higher fee and commission income, 20% higher. And that's crucial because part of our strategy is based on having more active multi-customers and be less interest sensitive. Although I'm happy with the overall amount of the profit, I'm not happy quite yet with the composition of that profit because, again, I want to drive to less interest sensitive bank. If you look at our capital position, that remains robust. If you look at our strategy, and please turn with me to slide 5, our strategy remains the same, our mission as well. We're banking with a human touch based on shared values. And we want to show that we add value to the diversity of the Dutch banking landscape through two pillars. One is to have a very strong customer relationship, and the other one is to have a very explicitly proven social impact, and they're correlated because we're attracting customers who are attracted to that social impact. And again, our active multi-customers continue to increase ahead of our own plans. If you look at social impact, besides the growth in our climate neutral balance sheet, we're very pleased, well, I'm pleased, that we were able to reach 1 million, you know, kids to learn how to deal with your financial situation, and that based on our focus on the small medium firms, we further strengthen our relationship with Q Credits. So making progress on those both pillars. If you look at our four priorities, growth priorities per brand, as you know, our strategy is called 2-4-5. Then we see at ASN Bank, that's our digital bank, digital direct bank, that we launched three sustainable insurance products with ASR, and that we also gave them insight in their personal sustainable return on investment portfolio, which I think is really cool. On SNS, we're making further progress. It was written a lot about in the press, in the Dutch press, with regard to their new reposition of SNS, attracting more younger customers. You see the Regio Bank, we finalized the full franchise model, and Regio Bank was mentioned for the fifth year in a row as the most customer-friendly bank in the Netherlands, and is really an ambassador for small villages in the Netherlands. BLG Wonen is our brand, business-to-business brand around mortgages, launched a pilot in cooperation with the National Mortgage Guarantee to make it possible for people who previously were not allowed to buy a home based on their rent contribution, and we make that now possible. Hence, a contribution to society in this aspect. If you look at our transformations, I'm now on slide 7. On the digital and omnichannel, we made Apple Pay available with around 200,000 customers using it. And ASN Bank introduced a new personal banking environment as two examples where we continue to invest in our strategy, which is based on being digital and personal at the same time. That's crucial. It's personal and digital at the same time. If you see our product range, we continue to expand that with Vitrax, a taxation platform, but more importantly, as part of our strategy to be less depending on fee income, is we increased a banking service fee, so a monthly contribution fee for your basic banking services. On the IT side, we continue to invest in our data processing infrastructure in the reporting chain, as well as we're building under strict architecture, we're strengthening our foundation. In addition, as of March 1, we turned the entire organization to Agile, which now we have to, you know, work on to make it work like advertised. And the purpose of Agile was to be quicker and faster in bringing things to the market and in decision making. And I'm very pleased that as of May 16th, the executive committee is fully in place. And I'm very pleased to announce that André Haag, our new CFO, had the time to be here. And André, maybe you want to introduce yourself before you really take charge next week. André, floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Martijn. Good morning, everyone. So I'm really pleased to join the Volksbank team and to contribute going forward to the mission of the bank. Banking with a purpose like the Volksbank, with that social touch, is really something that attracts me. It was one of the key considerations actually for joining the bank. From a nationality perspective, I'm German. That's why my mother tongue is German. I'm practicing still Dutch, so luisteren is goed. Speaking is something I need to practice further, but give it a bit time, then it will allow me just to phase in. I'm really eager to start my new job. I need to be patient today. That's why I'm happy actually to hand back to you, Martijn, for the moment.
Well, and André, I'm born in Berlin, but your Dutch is better than my German. So there's a lot of upswing here. If I go to back to our strategy, if you look at slide 8, our long-term objective remain unchanged. Very the same. If I dive in a little bit more into the commercial growth, I'm now on slide 9, I already gave it away, then you see that our commercial production outpaced our redemption, and that resulted, and I'm now on slide 10, on a stable market share, where we deliberately made choices between volume and margin. But I'm very pleased that we kept market share and we still grow if you alter for IFRS effects. On the market share of retail saving, that goes slowly down. We announced for October 1 there will be no negative interest charge before above 100,000K. And more importantly, we already implemented and introduced basic banking for a fee at SNS and Regiobank. And today we announced that, and yesterday for ASN Bank as well. And again, that's done to change our earnings model, and also from a societal impact. A bank is a critical part of the infrastructure in the Netherlands, or in any country, and a bank is also has a societal function, and that warrants a fee, like you also pay a fee for Disney Channel, Spotify, or other subscriptions. If you go to our increase in multi-customers, I'm very pleased that we continue to increase in active multi-customers and increased our fee and commission income by 20%. Pleased with it, but we're not there yet. If we do a deep dive in the financial results, and I'm very happy that André will support me next year on that one, is again, our net profit virtually stable, supported by a high result on financial instruments and at higher fee income. If you would correct for incidental items, which we didn't have last 6 months, it's even a little bit higher. All in all, remained that drove that our return on equity is 5.5, the same as last year. If you look at the income side, I'm now on slide 14. Again, same story, driven by the high results of financial instruments and a higher fee on commission income. You see then the results. The net interest income here is still declining, but obviously with the interest increasing, we'll start seeing that increasing. However, that's part of our interest margin is based on hedges and policies out of your past. So that will go a little bit slower than maybe somebody would think. So this will go up, but with a delay. If you look at our operating expenses, slide 15, they are virtually stable, 22% lower when adjusted for incidental items, and those are regulatory levies, driven by regulatory levies. But I just want to mention here, we continue to invest focused also in the next half year, so we think that will go up. Investments in IT, in people, in know your customer, and in their data organization. So that will go up. If you look at our impairments, we added 11 million. Although, we keep a very prudent perspective on impairments. We don't see yet in our books any signal of a crisis yet. It's very difficult to predict, but we are anticipating on it. So we keep a very prudent level of impairments. Last but not least, if you look at our capital, that's on slide 17, that decreased due to increased risk weight assets. And I also want to mention that we issued a senior non-preferred S&P notes, as well as a tier one, completely in a dark green mode, fitting with our value proposition to be a societal and customer-focused bank. That brings me to the following outlook. So we anticipate that our income will grow, operating expenses will grow as well, due to investment related to the strategy. But there are so many unheard of, in my career at least, economic uncertainties, geopolitical, on interest, on all sides, that we are very careful. So all things considered, we expect that the net profit for 2022 will be at a similar level at 2021. That's the outlook. And the strategy of the... So if I summarize everything in short, happy, very pleased and proud that three of our brands were the number one, two, three customer brands in the Netherlands. Grateful that our employees, our rating is still very high. Pleased with the progress on the societal impact. Happy with the absolute level of the profit. Pleased with the fact that there's the fee-based income improved with 20%, but we're not there yet. So the composition of the profit is not there yet where it needs to be. Having said that, I think I finished this within the 20 minutes I was planning to do, so there's ample time for questions. Given it's a very small but dedicated group of analysts who is following, I want to give you as much as time to ask any questions. If you all speak Dutch, I can directly move to Dutch as well, but I'll leave that up to you. So, floor is back to you. Operator.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. And please ensure your line is unmuted locally, as you will be advised when to ask your question. And the first question comes from the line of Cor Kluis from ABN AMRO. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning indeed, Cor Kluis of ABN AMRO. Although, thanks for the presentation, and good that you found a good CFO. So that's also good to see that. A couple of questions. First of all, on Core Tier 1 ratio. Core Tier 1 ratio was a little bit less than we expected, and what I read in the press release that it was due to higher RWAs, and it had to do with exposure to other financial institutions, 1.1 billion Swiss Cantonese banks. So I don't know exactly what it is, but I was not aware that you had exposure there. But could you explain how that works or what that is? So that's my first first question. A second question, of course, which is a big topic in the banking industry at this moment, is of course rising interest rates, and it's good to hear that the NII, the net interest income, will go up in the second half of the year. Could you give some sensitivity or feeling how we have to look to this? ING, ABN AMRO, quite a few banks, KBC have given some guidance on what a 1% higher interest rates would mean for the net interest income and when that comes through in the P&L. So could you give some sensitivity on that line? And then a third question is about prepayment penalties on mortgages. Everybody, I think, refinanced their mortgage until the first half of the year, and now it's coming to an end due to recent interest rates. Could you give some guidance what the normal prepayment penalty income is in the net interest income? Because I think last year it was under 3 million in the first half of this year. I think it was 49 or something, which 9 was one off. So yeah, prepayment income, what would be normal the coming years given if interest rates remain at current levels? And the last one is more a technical thing. In other income, we saw 51 million from swaptions. We've not seen that at peers. What is this exactly, and might this in the future be removed by applying more hedge accounting? And maybe that's a task for André, but what is this? Because we don't see that the other banks. Can you make it more stable and put it in the net interest income by applying hedge accounting, or is this something else? That were my questions.
Well, thanks for your four questions. I will try to answer them in reverse order, and André will join next month. So you have to deal with me, and if I cannot answer the questions, I will ensure that we give you the answer later on. But start with the swaptions. You know that a bank always wants to hedge its interest fluctuations. We do the same, where you never want to go under a floor or have any open position. We invested in technology, in people and processes to also have the opportunity to have a swaption. So if the market, makes extremely fast movements up, you have an opportunity that an option gets into the money, and that happened here. So we had no downside risk, we had an upside risk. We paid a higher fee, obviously, for this financial instrument, which is normally in the market. We were all within our risk weight, risk appetite. So that's what we did. And this is, this is an option and capability you need to have as a bank for the situation. There's high volatility, and that happened to be there. So you cannot count on it. So this is not something you can count on, that you get it structurally. Okay. So that is the answer. Is this a sufficient answer for you, sir?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Prepayment. So it's a one-off. I think that's... but it's a one-off based on deliberate investments we made. So I just want to add that. If you look at the prepayments, so I'm sure you see the same, you work at ABN AMRO, so you see the same dynamics. I never saw a mortgage market as I saw the last 6 months. It was basically daily pricing. So moving forward, if the interest stays as it is, which is a question because there are kind of heavy movements, then obviously you pay prepayment penalties will go down, which is a positive and a negative, because it also means with a low interest that people will have less incentive to leave your organization. But that will be partly compensated by higher interest. So if you ask me now, can you predict your prepayment income moving forward? The answer is no. We are in the midst of reassessing that as part of operational plan. Did it answer your question?
Yeah, but we can probably safely assume that it will be lower than the last 2 years.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that basically, but that's also a healthy thing, because if you ask me, you know, completely that the prepayment is not a sustainable income in the end, if you ask me. So I rather have that income out of a fee from Fintrax, our taxation platform, from a basic banking fee we ask, than that you bet your company on a prepayment on prepayments, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So I do think that also customers, if they move, will take their mortgage with them if they did it to a low interest. So that's my answer. So yes, it will be, with the knowledge of today, it will be less and going down.
Okay.
If you, the other one was the your interest question. So as you know, I cannot say too much about that. Otherwise, we have a competitive issue, I would argue. So on the negative interest, as you are aware of, above 100,000 K, we remove that. You also know that we have different durations, and we have durations, you know, 10 years from 10 years past to now. So it will take some time that our net interest goes up. So it will not go as fast up as the ECB moves it up. And more I cannot share, actually. I cannot share here the exact impact. I cannot share that. If you want to share it, Adi Nambo, I'm more than happy to know that.
We do. There is a slight. But the interest income would be the next couple of years if rates remain at a certain level, and then banks start to do that more and more. So it's difficult, of course, because it depends on the curve, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm very careful in that one. It also fits our risk profiles. I'm very careful to make that explicit, especially given all the enormous uncertainties we see ahead. So I'm very careful on that one. I understand your question. I will take it in consideration when Andre is here for next time, if we want to show
it. Be good.
I promise that. So that's for Andre and me. Yeah. Give me a sum up, so we will do that. Core Tier 1, a few movements on that one. So I go to your question, but let me give a few movements. One, obviously, if you sell more mortgages, your risk-weighted assets goes up. So that's one effect. The other thing, we have a huge amount of money placed at the ECB, and part of that money we put in other financial instruments, financial markets. That, for that reason, the RWA increased with almost 1 billion. In your banking question, it was also on the Swiss banks. We had deposits, guaranteed deposits at Swiss banks. And basically, based on discussions with the accountant, new insights, we decided that we go for a different approach, which led to an increase of 20% risk-weighted assets. I think the net effect on our CET is minor and not substantial, otherwise we had to report that from our auditor. So that's that whole part. Other banks are doing the same, by the way, or have different, I think, and have different methodology around that, but we decided that we need to add it to the risk-weighted assets. But again, the impact is minor. Did I answer your question on that one?
Yeah, on the last one, the 1.1 billion other financial institutions, is that separate than the Swiss bank item, or is that the same?
Absolutely separate. The deposit that is using our excess liquidity, as you may be aware of, you know, we have a very risk-averse profile. So our excess liquidity, we don't have big companies we can make it to work. So this was an opportunity to make that capital working within our risk profile on a smart way. And we can also not use, you know, other banks can use Telto arrangements. We cannot use them either. I think other banks could have a benefit of that of, you know, say around 1%. We don't have that. So excess liquidity costed this bank more than other banks.
Yeah, very clear. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much for the answers.
Yeah, I did them in reverse order, but I think I covered
absolutely
them all. So,
yeah.
And if you have additional questions, just feel free to reach out and we answer all your questions.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
My pleasure. Have a great day for that one.
Yeah, thanks.
There are currently no questions in the queue, so as a reminder, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question.
So, if there are no other questions, I really want to thank you for your time and interest. For next year, we'll start thinking out a different time, because what we notice in the Netherlands also from the Dutch press, there are there's less writing press focused on banks. So I have maybe a little bit larger audience, but I want to thank you for your interest, your sharp questions. If you have additional questions, please feel free to reach out. And the question on the interest sensitivity, we'll take that in serious consideration. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your lines.